We have one recorder on. The other one should be on right about now. And away we go. Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Fantabulous Friday, January 5, 2018. Yours truly, Raven98 here. And to close out the week, so much exciting information has come to us. And right here at the end of the week, which is always a good time to get exciting information. So I decided instead of trying to deliver all this on my own, I told Tony he had to come in and help. So, I guess that would be a good surprise for some of you. So, Tony, are you on?
I hung up right. While ago, though, because all that noise, all that noise, I can't stand that.
Yeah, it's part of the process, trying to activate two recording lines at the same time and be connected through phone lines. It's a technical thing that I've learned how to maneuver and go through. But anyway.
Okay. I appreciate it. Appreciate the fact that you go through that.
Right. And so
you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll let you give what you want to give, and then I'll close it up, and we'll go home and call it a weekend.
Okay. All right. Hope everybody's doing good, excited, ready to go. I'm going to start with something that happened Christmas Day, and bring you guys up to date. So, we did a call on Christmas Day because it wasn't Christmas Day, wasn't it? Yeah, so everybody would have a good Christmas.
A New Year's, whatever. It was the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did that because of what was going on in Iraq, the fact that the rates were showing up on everybody's card. So, we all know that part is done. Right. And everybody's getting the exact same rate. Everybody's card, the guys over here are able to use their card internationally. And even Iraq made announcements today. If you guys look in today's news last night, that they were issuing international cards out to all of the news reporters and those guys. So they're getting international cards starting today through both banks, Rafian and Rashid Bank. And it says international MasterCards, and they have copies of their international Visas. We know that they activated the ATMs. They are being used for them to withdraw money in, and they activated them in two regions to start with, which was the Green Zone and in Baghdad, and then a region in Kurdistan, and they are slowly growing throughout the country. Do we have to wait until there's an ATM on every street corner? No. That's something they are doing, something they're growing as a country, something they are teaching their people how to use the ATMs and building confidence in the ATMs, the Visa card, MasterCard, the Q cards, and the bank. That's how they're building theirs up. So when we talk to our people in Iraq, which we do, and, you know, they said, Tony, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we got ours, so I don't know why you don't have yours, but we have ours. It's here. We're spending it. Our rate is here. Everything is done. And we know it is because we've seen all the articles. We've seen the budget and the numbers, and we've seen what they're doing. And their 2018 budget will come out with the new numbers. How is it not going to come out when they've already revealed the number? It's already on the card. I mean, you can call any of your own contacts. They're going to tell you what the rate is on their card. So that part is done as far as we're concerned. I still want to see Iraq grow. I still want to see the foundation grow. But I can tell you what I told some people is good news. It's good theater now to see that things are continuing, that their budget's about to come out, that they're making agreements with Kurdistan, that their borders are being turned over to the military, that the Peshmerga are turning over all their arms and everything else, that the Iraqi people are, in fact, happy. It's all good news. But what over there now is stopping us? Nothing. Because it's not them holding it back. We're holding it back. So whatever is happening over there is going to be happening over there for the next 50, 100 years. The rate is out. And that's what we need. It's what they need to see their country going for. And it is. It's what we need so that we can be happy and move forward ourselves. So it made sense, even from that point, for us to go in the plan in December again, because there's a new plan. I'm going to give it to y'all, but I want you to know, the plan in December was for us to go the last 10 days of the month, for us to get paid out as many as they could, and for this to hit 4X on the 2nd of January. That was the plan. First business day in January, which was the 2nd. It should have gone. Those things didn't happen. So now, the plan is for the bank to do their records. Huh?
Wait a minute. You had nothing to do with that plan not materializing, correct?
Oh, yeah. I called them and said, don't do it. I got a better plan. No. I don't have anything to do with any of them, so, until they tell me to go to the bank.
Okay.
Well, and I will say this, so you guys fully understand this, because I think a lot of people don't understand it, and they haven't understood the last 20 years. Even what I'm about to tell you, explain to you, and to answer some of your questions, you know, I made sure, Ray made sure, we were on a call today together, and I said, okay, now you do realize I'm going to say this on the call, right? And they said, well, you know, the committee met, the group met, and I would say, he said, so I've been approved to tell you this. What is that? So I said, this is what I'm going to say. You know? And he said, okay, because that's why we're telling you. So just so you know. So don't nobody else get mad and pissed off, the other people. Sorry, but this is just how it is, how it has been for years, and this is how it's going to be till it's over. So, anyway, yeah, should have happened on the 2nd if everything went through. So, it didn't. So, now they're making adjustments for what banks always do. You know, every Monday morning they do their reconciliations from Friday, Saturday, whatever happened on the weekend. And actually, Tuesday is their first day of business. End of the year, they're taking the first week to do their reconciliations from the holidays, weekends, everything, all the way up to the end of the year before they implement any new business into it now. They're also, Simone's right, every year banks do their annual thing around the world where they, I forgot what you call it now. Anyway, where they match up all their
stuff.
The reset? This year is
reconciliation?
It's on January the 7th is when they're going to do it.
Okay.
It's always done on the weekend. It's always done when the banks are closed. Guess what? Doesn't have anything to do with the RV. Not one thing. Every year they do this. Every single year they do this. And it was supposed to happen now. I mean, the actual release is supposed to happen on the 2nd. So what we know is, what's today? Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Friday.
And Tabulous Friday.
Yeah. I'm actually looking because I don't want to give out the right information. Let me see here. Today is Friday. So on, I got to go back. I could have looked at this. But I'm going to be very specific right here. on December 29th. Let me see. Let me make sure this is it. On December. Anyway, last week we were given a new plan, okay? A new plan for how this is going to be paid out, who was going to be paid, what day, and everything else. So I did tell Ray I wasn't going to be exactly specific, but anyway, so yesterday, day before yesterday, we sent that plan out of the country to be verified. Because the information that we get is from in-country and out of the country. It's from still, and when I say that, I mean Iraq and two other countries in our country, government people, global traders and treasury people. So, and by treasury, I mean here, there, and somewhere else. And some committee people, because I know they're listening, because they listen. And they're trying to explain to us why they're doing things the way they're doing it, so we can in turn explain it to you. So I sent them, or me and Ray did, because, you know, we go through this all the time, sent this over to them, and actually Ray is the one who sent it to them. Said, hey, we need to verify that you guys are getting the same thing. Need to know. So we come back and we go over it, and his exact words to us was, hey, this is what he said, just so you know. I sent it up the chain, and they said, hey, we sent this to you in December. This is the same thing. You know, this is going to be the new plan. He said, oh, because he forgot he got it. All right. But anyway, we went over through everything and said there's been some minor changes. So here it is. So we go through it. Anyway, I can tell you that the plan right now is for this to go on Forex on the 15th. So that is the plan right now. Prior to that, you should go through. Now, he gave us a start date. He gave us a date and time for the 800 numbers to be issued. And I'm not going to give that up. I told Ray I wasn't going to do it because I don't want, first of all, everybody sitting on pins and needles. And second of all, I don't want to give it out and then it doesn't happen. But I do want you to know there is a plan and it is in writing. What? Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. There is a plan and it is in writing and it is in multiple countries right now. So not that it can't change or won't change, but it's been sitting today is what, the 6th or 7th? So since the 29th of December, they've had a new plan, and they've been working towards it. Now, one of the things that was explained to us today was you guys will get a lot more money than was initially planned to happen because oil prices have changed, because different contracts have already been paid out and been growing with Iraq that weren't in the initial plan. So there's been some changes, which has caused some money to go up and some restrictions. So the plan is for the dinar to come out. I'll tell you guys, for it to go up a certain percentage each day, because they're going to monitor it, and then they're going to cut it off when it reaches that percentage each day. And then for it to cap out at a certain rate. Now, did they give us the percentage? I'm going to tell you already right now, yes, they did. Did they give us the rate that it's supposed to cap out at? Yes, they did. And I did tell you I'm going to talk about it after it happens instead of right now. So we don't have to go through that. He told us some of the Contract rates had changed because of the new oil contracts and agreements, but those in the groups will be notified by their paymasters of what their new rates are besides those contracts. Everybody else who's not in a group, again, after it happens, I can tell you where it'll max out at if you want to try and wait for that. Now, I'll tell you, the initial plan was two things. They didn't want you to wait for that. They didn't even want you guys to wait for it to go on 4X. They wanted everybody to go before then so they don't have to deal with a bunch of changing rates every day, especially not people trying to wait to actually max out. So I'm not sure if they really wanted me to make that part public or not because it goes against their plan. But let's go to the exchange process itself. So I want you to know that. There is a fee of 1.5%. I'm just saying, and I said there is a fee of 1.5% to do your exchange if you let it be, okay? So everybody's not going to get this, and I understand it. There's 6 million people, so they're going to make plenty of money. I'm going to tell you, that fee is negotiable. I'm just going to say that right now. That part you probably didn't want me to. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right, got it. So, yeah, that part is negotiable. And I'm going to tell you, I knew that from years ago. That has been negotiable. All right, what's going to happen through your exchange process? This is where you guys are going to have to kind of work through it because this has just come up in the last couple of days, and it's the last little piece that they put in here. Because they're giving out more money now, they were thinking that people with $20 million and above, so get that. People who have $20 million and above doing your exchange, they're going to ask you to invest in your community, your local municipalities. They're going to ask you. It has been approved by, I think we have, I can't remember, either 7 or 9 of the regional Federal Reserves, and I think 5 of them have actually approved it already. Now, this is where we have to be careful at, you guys. They're going to tell you this during your exchange. They're going to be very forceful about it, but it's still your option. I want you to know that. So if you get in there, get excited and talking real fast and, hey, you need to do this because you got all this money. You know, it's some of the things that we talked about, and I'm just going to be honest, they asked me to encourage you guys to do it. So, I mean, I said that some of the things that we have talked about before is, you know, giving back to your own community, making decisions in your own community, and becoming leaders in your community. So. It's not totally against what we wanted to do, but it's still up to you if that's how you want to do it. That's how they want you to do it, because if you're making $20 million and above, they figure you can $5, $10 million you can invest into your community. It's going to be a 5-year bond that pays at 6%, 6 or 7% a year. Now, could it pay more? If you can negotiate, so I'm just going to help you guys. All right. This one time, I'm going to help right now. So here's your option. I can do this municipality at 30%, 40%. They're going to try and get as much as they can get from you, okay, in 5 years. Or I can say I want to negotiate on the bank side and just leave it here for the bank to invest in what they want. At 10-12%. Now, I can say, hey, if you match the bank, then I don't care where it goes. or you give me more than the bank says give me. And here's the kicker, though. It's the same guy that's supposed to represent both the community and the bank. You know, and I said this morning, how is that going to work? I got two offers for you, this one or this one, you know. So negotiate. That's what you do. See which one is in your favor. I mean, does your community really need that, which most communities do? And you're getting paid. Look at the strength of your community or the bank. Now, I'm just going to tell you, when you go at the bank, there's some other perks that we've been talking about for a long time. That, hey, I'm giving you my money. I need you to do this for me. I need you to give me investment opportunities. I need you to give me a higher rate. I need you to pay me my interest and my annual. You know, there's a lot of things there you need to ask for. On the community side, you can get an annual rate or you can get a semi-annual rate. Now, if you got, you know, $20 million more, it's a five-year project, you want to give a little to both sides and see what you can get, no harm, no foul. But they're going to, as of today, they're going to come at you hard for the community, and they're going to make it sound like you have to do it. Just so you know. But you can already take this time right now and think about what is it you really want to do. That or the community.
And there's and another plus to go with it. For those that are diversifying, that would be a tax-free activity. So for those
that is correct. With the
tax-free.
The municipality is tax-free. That's right. Great. You want to say something else?
That was it.
Okay. I'm saying we went through so much stuff this morning, along with what we've been getting all week. So let me switch gears here. So yesterday, we had a couple of banks that
Wait a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
Before we move from that, we do want to point out that feature will be available for less than 20 million people also if they want to take advantage of it. So we just want to make sure it's not exclusive to $20 million exchanges only. You're going to be the target.
You're going to have to ask for it. Yeah, $20 million above, it will be targeted. Good word. Will be targeted. Anybody below that, yeah, can ask for it to become a part of it. All right. Let me see. All right, so let me go to the rest of the week here so you guys understand. Money has been allocated from the banks to groups that we got from a couple of different places. Money has been moving, and we've had people in the back rooms and actually look and say, yep, it's moving, it's being positioned. Paymasters are supposed to be giving money yesterday and today, and over the they were giving money yesterday and today. I'm trying to say this the right way without being everybody going crazy. So you guys that are in special groups or tiers 2 and 3 could start seeing payments, you know, over the weekend or later this afternoon. It could. I said could. Not that you would. It has been moved. They should be paid out today, is explained to me. And everybody that is in the group will know. Let me just tell you this. So I'm going to say it like this. I know everybody in the group thought they were going to get paid first before everybody else. Your paymasters may get paid, and I've said this for years, and it's proven to be right. Your paymasters are getting paid before everybody else, so the money's there. But it will take them time to pay you. and it's based on how large of a group you are in, because there are paymasters and sub-paymasters where the money is being divided and dwindled down to, and paperwork is being done, and how much you have and how much you're supposed to get. So in actuality, it may take some time. I know one person who said, there's seven people in their group, and he said, well, I should be paid by next Friday. And I said, it's going to take that long to pay you? Yeah, but we're doing some different things, this, that, and every group is going to be different like that. So nobody's going to get paid all at the same time, Monday, Tuesday. I mean, all of the internet people who aren't in the group, I'm saying, will start next week going through, and they'll go through based on their appointments that are made at the 800 numbers. So I can't tell you, you know, it's not going to take a week for you to get paid. You're going to make your appointment, you're going to go in, you're going to get paid. Just like that. Group people is going to be up to your paymasters, how fast they move, how many people they have, that kind of thing, for your money to get down to you. It should be good. So, seems like I'm forgetting something. Money moved yesterday. We had live. The live rates yesterday were $2 and something. And it was, I want to say, a bank in California and a bank in Wisconsin.
But that was just for a few minutes, though.
It was only temporarily. And I said, okay. That's been happening for like 10 years. You know, bank here, bank there, and it's live this hour, it's not this hour, and everything else. Plus, it was low rates. Weren't the rates we were looking at. It was over $2, but it was low rates. So if you heard people talking about that, we kind of verified those things did happen there. But it's all just getting ready.
Hey, let's go back for a second. Let's go back to the bond thing. You know, the one advantage of having someone else doing the call with me, I get to read text messages, because I don't normally do it when I'm by myself. I'm always just talking. So several have come in with the same question regarding the 20 mil. They're thinking, is it for IQD? So we want to tell them it's anything that you're exchanging. If you have $20 million when you're finishing exchanging, that's the kicker, not just IQD only.
And guys, again, I want to stress this, though. It's going to seem like you have to, but you don't have to. So your thing is, does it make good sense for me to do it? Do I have anything else that I'm going to do with this that's going to give me that kind of return? And not only that, but it comes with a 3x renewable. So it is actually a 20-year contract that they're going to pay you on, 20 years, and you're the only one who can cancel the contract. They can't cancel it. So at the end of every 5 years, you have to give them 30 days notice, I want to cancel the contract, or it automatically renews. Okay? Which actually is in your favor, because whenever you want to quit, quit.
And it is possible to negotiate. And it is possible to negotiate into double digits. It's not impossible.
No. It's actually highly likely you do it right. So it's not impossible. And I don't know about your local city, depends on where you live, the kind of money they can generate, and those kind of things with it. So, but it is. But here's the thing, guys. If your community can't do it for some reason, and they're too small and that, and, hey, we can't afford to give you that kind of return, then the bank always can. So you always have that other option. I'm going to leave this, but I need this higher rate. I need this higher interest. Right? Okay. So we're talking this morning to guys that, you know, people can always ask for a tier 2 rate or a tier 1 rate. It's kind of complicated, but I want you guys to know it's out there. And if you go and start looking and studying right now, it can make a difference in your life. Because based on the amount that you have, if you go in there and tell the bank, I want a tier one deal or a tier two deal based on the amount you have, they'll let you know if you qualify for the deal, okay, because you have to qualify. But if you do, you can get interest paid to you weekly, not annual, but weekly interest payments, where in 10 days you made 100% profit, not 10 days, 10 months, you made 100% profit, and it's a five-year contract. Now, this is not overseas. This is not some scam. This is within the banking system here in the U.S. And again, if you don't commit everything, by the time this is all done, we all come back together, we'll do our things, we'll say, hey, what do we do now? I'll try and go more in depth with that or have somebody where you can move some money. Even again, if you don't qualify, we can usually show you how to qualify if you get the right people together and go back and do something else. And it works for both you and works for the bank too, so they really shouldn't be mad at you. But those kind of opportunities are out there, but you have to take it upon yourself to start learning about them. And most important thing is ask the right question, or just ask questions till you get to the right answer, because it's definitely there. And people don't just volunteer information if they think you don't know about it or that you won't completely understand it. They're not even going to take the time to do it because they say, that's not my job. I just put the money in the bank and just pays me. But if you do, they do have to give you the information. Okay? All right. So we went over that. We went over the municipality. The bank is ready to go, right?
Yeah. Let's talk to them.
Wait. Before we do that, let me see.
Okay.
Did I talk to Denard? Right? Yeah. Every day. And you guys should probably look at it after the first day, I'm sorry, and see how much it goes and see where it stops at, because then you'll know if you want to wait it out until it maxes out, so you'll see how much is going every day. And the rate should be 369, 370 when it comes out, but there is a $5 something rate where it okay, I can tell you this. Yeah, okay, I can do this. All right. I'll do this part. The rate for the dinar, what's planned for the 2018-2019, is to be between $5 and $6. Which means if it's between $5 and $6, guess what Kuwait has to come up to and some other rate. Now, that's not the max rate for when it initially comes out. Like I've always told you, to run up and to come back down. But that's where they see it settling at, between $5 and $6 for 18 months, or 2018-19. That's the plan, is what I'm saying. That's the goal. I don't know how it's going to end up. But I'm just giving you what I got, and we'll follow it from there. All right, let's talk about the Zoom. You there?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to say something.
I'm just suggesting. I'm going to let you keep talking.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. My earpiece is running down already. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Okay, you there? You hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I can't hear you.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Oh, okay. Now I can. I'll send my. Oh. All right. So, it is, in fact, $100 trillion note with no zeros taken off. It is
0.5012. That would come out to be $120 million per note, for those who don't know. It's the 100 trillion notes, the 50 trillion notes, and I'm just going to say this anyway because I don't know it. But as I told, I was told today, supposedly the 100 million note, the 50 million note, the 100,000 note, and the 50,000 note.
Billion.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the billion. 100 billion note and the 50 billion note. So the hundreds and fifties, because you said there's eight notes that are on the list. So whether I got the all eight or not, but those are the ones that are supposed to go. No zeros taken off any of them. 0.00005 zeros. 1, 2 is where it's supposed to start at. It can go, what I've been told from the last 10 years and even today, up to 22, from 12 to 22. Now, we don't know if that's an optional thing.
I think I'm supposed to get a call back. Oh, well, hold on for a second. Let me see if I'm getting in trouble now.
Let me see.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all good.
So just so they know, this is how this whole mess started last time. Okay, let me. All right. So anyway, see, kind of messed me up now. 50s. They don't know if it's going to float between there, the 12 and 22. So that part we haven't got, or is it going to be a contract rate that you're going to have to get that? And hopefully we'll get that this afternoon, too, before things get crazy. Since everybody's listening, I'm asking you, can we find that out? Can we get that so we can do another call or something and explain it before people start rushing in there? Which is good either way. Long as you know the rate, which I just told you, 12 to 22, if I'm going in the bank and they're saying that, I'm asking, how do I get the higher rate? If they're not telling me, I'm asking. Ask somebody. Because I know there's a higher rate. Now, does that mean leave more money in the bank? Does that mean leave it for a longer period of time? Does that mean there's a contract or something I need to do? So, with that, I heard the contract rates. Now, you guys remember NDAs were supposed to be signed for any of those rates. And at the time, mine was 36 pages or 42 pages, and they had a 5-page one for everybody else. But now I'm hearing there's an 87-page rate out there. I mean, to get the most ridiculous rates, I guess, it's 87 pages, 15 years, and you were under scrutiny forever. So it was has been offered to some people, and they just turned it down because they didn't like the 87 pages. But it's going to be up to everybody to make their own decision. Now, is that available for everybody? No. You guys already know it's based on how much money you have when you go in, what they're going to offer you. Because they know who they're going to work with next 10, 20 years and who has enough money for next 10 or 20 months. And those are just going to be different offers, and that's just how it really is. So, do we cover this now?
Yes, sounds good to me.
They're good. Is everybody happy? Can you ask them if there's something else on Spoda Sex, if they're doing this right now? Well, actually, they can hear me, so anyway. I think we got everything until the actual number comes out. And again, huh? Nope, is it?
Okay, the Zim thing, that's a float that you addressed, right, between 10 and 22.
Well, we didn't know if it was going to be or not. So is it now? Are they saying yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, float all right, between 10 and 22.
All right, so that's the answer, guys, because we didn't know this morning. Now we know.
it's actually going to float. So it just depends on if you want to wait and watch it. And oh, okay, so I'll tell you this. All right, since we're doing the float thing now. Because I never did this before, I don't think. Wait a minute, what was it, though? Dude, I can't remember the next 18 months. You guys are not going to wait. Anyway, I'll just give you the
high. Yeah, let's save that for later.
No, I'll just give them the high. I just won't give them the 18 months. All right, I won't do that.
You guys probably won't wait for it.
So the high for them is supposed to be eventually 72 cents. And it's going to take a while to get there. And I know most of you are probably never even going to wait for it. But you'll see a big jump from the 22 now for an 18-month period of time. And I don't even know that many of you don't even wait for that. I mean, when there's 120 to 220 million on the table, it's probably just going to jump on it. Me, myself, I'm going to wait another year. No, I'm just joking. All right. So I think that's everything for today, isn't it?
I think so.
Good?
Let me see.
Okay.
Yes, that's everything we needed to cover on this call.
All right. All right, but guys, there is a schedule for this to take place. So, as you know, it is right now scheduled to happen before the 15th, because I already told you it's going to go on 4X on the 15th. That is scheduled, just like it was scheduled for the 2nd. It is scheduled for the 15th. And that's probably part of the reason that you see Iraq saying they want everybody over there to be paid for the last 3, 4, 5 years, everything they are owed by the 12th. They want to be completely caught up in that country paying everybody by the 12th. So when this goes on the 15th, it's starting brand new for everybody. So, and I guess we could have figured that out on our own when they came out with the news article saying they wanted everybody paid by the 12th. And that was last month when they did that. So that's where that kind of fits in. So be excited. And I'm glad that we went through this because, you know, I did see where somebody, and they told me yesterday, oh, people were upset because you had them come on Christmas, got them all excited about nothing. Well, they tell them to plan about that. Christmas was because the event that took place in Iraq was significant, and that was what we needed to be where we are today. The second was the original plan. If everybody got paid or they started doing the payouts, which they didn't do, but we didn't know they were negotiating for the communities at the time because some people wanted to do that, some people didn't want to do it. They had to lock in the time frame, what kind of bonds they were going to have, how they were going to go about doing it, those kind of things. So we got the plan again. Today is Friday, earlier in the week and last week, and we got the confirmation yesterday on the plan with a couple of changes from which I like our guys actually gave it to us. So I'll tell you guys, I mean, and I say our guys, I mean some government people in the U.S., but I like it when people outside the country confirm it and they're saying, yep, this is what we're getting, the same thing. So it makes us feel good about our information and how things are flowing. So I'm giving it to you. Doesn't mean things can't change because Ray let y'all know, I don't control it. Okay? I don't control it. I do get it, and I do understand it, and I try to explain it to you as best I can. Now, what they didn't want me to talk about today, I am going to talk about for a few seconds, even though they didn't want me to, and that is after this thing is over, everybody, every single person on this call, will have an opportunity to get involved in cryptocurrency. And I'm not talking about Bitcoin. I'm telling you about the ones that are going to be around for years to come. those, if that's what you're trying to do, and it's a nation on it, and where ours is going with this. I mean, I will tell you there's probably only going to be 7 to 9 that are truly going to survive or be around or be worth what they want to be, because they will be asset-backed. And that's the only thing I'm going to say about it, because I don't want to confuse you guys about what's about to happen. But it is going to be this year. So it's something good to look at. All right. We good?
Okay.
You want to do some Q&A? You want to do something else?
Wasn't planning on going there, but okay,
okay.
Q&A. No, I'm talking about the other stuff that you brought up. We're going
to
take that, but it's all right. Sure. Let me we'll entertain a few questions here and see if some of you may want to answer. D. Pot says, since you shared the new tax situation with us, do you think it is important what state we exchange? I am a Texan working in California and had always planned to exchange in Texas. It seems like now it wouldn't matter. I guess that's pertaining to the treaty stuff. So did you want to comment on that or just let it go? Self-explain.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. The Federal Reserve tax is supposed to happen prior to exchange. I was told under this there would be no state tax. Is what I was told, so we wouldn't have to even worry about that, as asked before. But I will also tell you that I talked to somebody yesterday, and her state told her that she's going to get taxed on that money. Now, whether that person knew what they were talking about, I don't know. So what I'm going to tell you is I would ask my state agency what's going to happen and be prepared for it. That's what I would do. Now, there is a law. I don't know if they're going to show it to us. They're going to come out. As a matter of fact, her state, and this could just be, again, everybody doesn't know everything. They don't even know this whole thing and the treaties that I don't know why we can't talk about, but are there. So once this happens, there may be some additional documents or some guidance that come out to the states to tell them they can't tax this money. But my understanding is it's not supposed to be taxed at all. You're supposed to pay taxes on the interest only. But I would still check with my state once this happened if I was you. Okay.
Well, really, it's the way most tax processes go, states pull from the federal. So if there's some way that this treaty application will address that it's not even listed as income on the 1040, then that automatically would cover the state. Because if it isn't listed as income on 1040 and state pulls from 1040s, that would make it not taxable. That's the way that makes sense to me.
No, and I fully agree with that because, as everybody here knows, I used to work for franchise tax. And if it's not up there, then it doesn't show as tax if it's not up there. So I don't know what they were telling her. I just know when she called me, this is what they told me. So, and again, it could be somebody that's been working there a month or somebody that's been working there 6 months versus 20 years. So ask the question. All right.
So was it a female talking to another female, or never mind? Don't answer that. That's
ooh,
an open mic
buddy.
Joke.
Really?
That's open mic.
Yeah, really? I had nothing to do with that. Just so y'all know, I had nothing to do with that.
I had to get that in for impatient area. But anyway.
Ooh.
Okay. Next
question. Doing another?
Let me see. What is this? N.J. Gungadin. I guess that's how they pronounce their name. Can you elaborate on what the Iraqis are receiving on their cards, i.e., is it IQD or USD? Also, how was the IQD being calculated to be worth $3 plus when there is no official declaration?
Good question. How did they put that rate on their card when it's not official as far as international? What they're asking. Yet, internationally, they're using their card, which we know through their articles, and we have somebody here in the U.S. who is using it with the rate, what they have, 337. I think is what they had, 330-something. I can't even remember now. On our screens here, though, at the banks, the rate is 369. So there is a difference in the rates. How is MasterCard and Visa doing that when the banks aren't doing it? And since I don't work at either one, I can't tell you, but I can tell you it's being done. So how is it being done in Iraq? It's very simple. Is being done the same way when they said it was a 220 rate when Saddam Hussein was there, because in country they can make it whatever they want because it's in country. Now, they have done it and they're doing it to the people. So have they changed their prices and everything to reflect those rates? Evidently, my guys in Iraq are happy. I mean, at every level. They're talking they're happy. They got what they want. They're getting their money. They're getting their back pay. And they're getting a new rate. So they are ecstatic over there and doing it. And we're just waiting to do it here. How it's being done, how is MasterCard able to do that, or Visa able to do that, international exchange, and Forex isn't doing it, and the banking system isn't doing it, I have no idea. But it is being
okay.
Done. You can
test
that. Okay.
All right. We have to get this one. I'm kind of sifting over these 20-something questions. Etcher 1 says, if the banks don't release the RV, say, an example, the next 30 days, do you think a Twitter campaign would help?
Okay. No. I don't think it helped. I don't think it's going to force them to do something they're preparing to do. Guys, let me explain this real quick because I know there's some crazy stuff going on out there and people don't even have a clue what they're doing or why they're doing it. This thing is essentially done. If the banks aren't doing it right now, because it has been released by the Treasury and we've gotten that several times, and I've actually gotten it from people at the Treasury. Okay, this thing's been released. But the banks are figuring out how to do it, when to do it, even though they've had a plan for the last 10 years. But now this last little bit's come in. It's the end of the year or the first of the year, and they're trying to get some things done. You don't ever, to me, and I spent 15 years in the military, then working for the government, and I'm a U.S. citizen, and I believe in the foundation of our government. But you don't ever force the government to do anything. You don't ever force the bank to do anything that's right or when they do it, when it's right. Because the only time you have an argument or a fight as if they do something, complete it, and then don't do it right. Don't do it fair. Do something other than the traditional rules, but it's after it's taking place is when you have the fight. Now, you can fight like we did on Twitter to make sure we were a part of it, so we wouldn't have to do that afterwards to explain it and do everything else. We still have options. If it's not done the way it was agreed to there, but as far as saying you better have it done Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock or else what? Or else you're going to call us all again and do that and okay, but you're already included. You're now part of the project. You're now getting paid more than the dollar. You're getting paid over the $3. A percentage of you are getting paid way over $3. You're being included, and we're giving you the information and the opportunity. A bunch of banks didn't want to deal with you at all, and as the government forced them to deal with you, especially the Foundation Bank, and gave you these kind of opportunities. So a Twitter pain is you're holding it. If they're holding it from us, I don't think it's the reason they're not doing it. Because until it happens, I mean, the banks are going to make trillions of dollars when this happens with all the money we're bringing in, things they're going to do. You got to get, remember, they're going to get paid every single day off of this money. You don't think they want it? They want it, but they want it right. The whole thing with our government up to this point, and I've gone over and over again, is they did this and they strung it out waiting for Iraq to grow up to be a country that can bear what we're getting ready to put on it, what they're ready to put on. And I say we is when we turn in all these dinars and their rate goes up and then all these reserve currencies, the whole GCR is going to carry some weight on the global economy. And they had to make sure it could bear it, not for a week while we all go crazy. And now the banking system is crazy and the money is crazy. And, you know, but for the future of us and our family and kids, that's what this is about. We're here. Iraq has shown that already. They already have. They're only going to go so many days before the world knows that this is their international rate. And the opportunities go that every country has invested in so far. All those countries that gave them money, the IMF, World Bank, everybody else, don't you think they want a return on their money? Well, the only way they get it is for Iraq to have an international rate where the dinar they have becomes reserve currency, which in turn increases the value of their own currency. It's a domino effect. They're not going to be able to get everything they want and not include you. That doesn't happen. What does happen is we're included. We're going to get paid. We're going to have plenty of opportunities. We're going to be here to tell you about the rates, as long as they let us stay here. We're going to do that, I mean, and help you increase on that. And that's all we can ask for as far as our part. You guys remember, and I firmly believe this, and I will tell you, this would not have been done without us. We carried that country by buying the dinar that we did for years. Those auction sales were us buying and buying and buying. Yeah, it raised their rate up on their streets. But all that money coming through there, we did that. Nobody was giving them loans back then. None of the other countries were volunteering to do things. When they had to keep that stable rate in order to achieve what they have achieved, we were all a part of that. Okay? So, again, as it was told to me, and I have it written down, you've earned your seat at the table. We've earned our seat at the table. And I say it was told to me, and it was for us. We've earned our seat at the table. By doing what we were supposed to do, okay? So no amount of, I mean, you do Twitter campaigns the way we did when we had to get accomplished what we did, and that was let them know, wait a minute, you're trying to come up with a whole new plan right now to exclude us, and we're not going to stand by for that when we've already done this much. This is something different, just to, hey, go ahead and let it go. When they clearly have a plan, to let it go. And things had to be accomplished at the end of the year in Iraq. And they, you know, they said in September, and they did, hey, we're going to do this in the middle of December. The problem was, and I'll admit it to you right now, nobody believed them. Said, there's no way they can wait that long. They're accomplishing too many things. We know too much for them to wait till December to do this. And guess what? They waited till December to do it. They did exactly what they said they were going to do. We just didn't believe them. And I'm saying we because I didn't believe them. And a bunch of other people believe them. There's no way it can take that long. It took that long. But now when I heard the plan, it made sense. I know what happened with Kuwait. I know the history of what happens when a country's revalued. And I know this plan makes sense in order to get it done by the 15th. I know it's not going to be the 10 days that they initially wanted, but it's going to be enough. They're going to run as many people through as they can. They're going to make it interesting. And they know people waited so long right now that they're not going to wait for it to hit 4X. They're not going to wait to see it go up slowly every day to reach a point. They're just going to go in there and get their money. And they're counting on that. Trust me. They're counting on you just saying, I'm just getting my money because I waited long enough. And for 90% of you, that's probably the thing to do. I'm saying, so your headaches will be over and everything else will be over and frustration will be over and we can just go and make some money. With other people, they're going to try and strategize and get, you know, every nickel and dime that they can because this may be the last hurrah as far as this is concerned. Now, are there going to be other opportunities? Yes, I already told you. So we went through it yesterday. Right, there's actually, it was supposed to be 9 currencies in this basket. And there's only 7, right? Didn't we go through
6
it yesterday? Okay, there's only 6.
Well, yeah, 6 that we are interested in that we know is going to roll first.
Yeah. I know there's 9 listed for the next basket, and it's at least 6 months away for the next 9, if not longer, but that could have changed. And then there's another system. But then there's other opportunities, like I was just telling you guys, you know, cryptocurrency is going to do some things we're going to tell you about because they did ask me not to talk about that today, but. Anyway, you know me. So,
right.
Okay. So that answered that question, right? Yeah.
Yes.
There's
and
no
then
need
some.
For Twitter campaign at this time or anything else. And as long as they're doing the right thing, which is making sure we're included in there, we don't know what they're doing other than that or why they're doing it. I mean, we get hints here and there, and so far there are things that I see just make it better and better. Well, shoot, I'm glad we waited. Glad we waited. I mean, I wanted to get paid like everybody mm-hmm. else, but now there's some other opportunities here. So we'll see.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, we're going to hear from some
next?
Live people, but
okay.
Real quick, for the Canadian friends and members, the bond things that we've referenced applies to you too. Your country came up with the idea. So you know it's going to work for you. It's already in place there. But anyway, so let's hear from a few live folks, and then I can come back to some of the questions on the board if time permits. But I don't know what your time was.
I'm good. Good. Unless you want to do something else. Unless you want me to hang up?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. Okay. Our first one here now is 918 area code. Oklahoma, you are on.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Super fantastic.
Great. I wanted to – I couldn't quite hear initially. You said that the dinar will – hit the 4X, I think you said the 15th. Did I hear right?
That is the plan right now.
Okay. Is it your belief, both Tony and Ray, that when the new international rate for the dinar is released by the CBI to 4X, that the same will occur for the other currencies, such as the dong, rupiah, Afghan, rial, and zim?
Yes.
We believe all the currencies will go at the same time, yes.
Okay. Second question here, and this is it. Ray, between yourself and Tony, you have presented us with 3 avenues of which to exchange currency: the 67 banks, the 3 credit unions, and the elusive 800 number, in your all's professional opinion, which avenue would be the most advantageous for us to pursue and why?
Well, now you're asking an unnecessary question, because if you remember in the training that I've been repeatedly seeing,
mm-hmm.
we get you the information, you guys shop around. And when you shop, that will let you know which avenue is the best one.
Okay. I guess they'll
still
won't
know.
Yeah. There'll still be time to shop. I would assume there would, because I'm one of those. I'm going after the contract rate.
Okay, let me tell you this. Yeah. All right. First of all, we don't have a professional opinion.
Okay.
We're not professionals in doing this. We're just doing it again because we got the call. I will tell you that the plan and the desire by them, that's the banking industry, was for you to call the 800 number so they can see what you have, how much, and send you to the person who can help you the best. They don't want somebody with 100,000 dinar going to a branch where they're sending people who have a billion dinar, because they're in a totally different mindset on the things that they're offering, doing, and everything else. And they want somebody with a billion dinar to go to a branch that handles 100,000. He just wasted everybody's time because nobody in that bank is authorized to do his amount. So
okay.
that was the whole purpose of setting that up. Find out who you are, what you have, so we can send you to the right location, somebody who's qualified to deal with you.
Gotcha.
Through the 800 number. Now,
yeah.
if you have your own bank, you have your own bank, your own banker. I mean, there's plenty of wealth managers out there, and I talk to people every day, trust me. And
mm-hmm.
a wealth manager, I already got my list. And they're telling people, don't call that 800 number. Call me. Come right here. Because they're going to get the benefit off of that. But they're saying, I already, you know, I got a guy who says, look, I already got you guys the prime numbers ready. So don't do this. Don't do that. I already got you on the list. So don't do that.
Right.
And people are going to be offered those. So that's what they're saying is, really kind of up to you, because we don't know what your situation is, how much
right.
you have. But he
right.
told you there's the avenues are out there. And if you've already built your relationship, somebody you trust, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be different from going to somebody else. They should already know what you have if it's somebody you trust, and should tell you if they're going to be able or qualified to do that amount. So you wouldn't have to.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate everything.
All right,
okay.
sir. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So. Bye-bye. Hold on for a second. Let me read that, because
okay.
that's always been a concern.
But while you read that, I'm going to let my PSA man talk. G-Man from PA.
Ray, good afternoon. Tony, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking
yes,
my call. How are all of you guys doing today?
Fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I am super fantastic-er. It's another Dynamite Ray in the USA. And I just want to say thank you for all the information, Tony, that you've brought in. And ladies and gentlemen, in order to keep this information superstation on the air, it's up to us to do that. How do we do that? By making donations. And you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button. And when you do, the name and address will come up, where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members out there still making sure that the bankers and the meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, unification, relaxation, vacation, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you, Ray, and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you again, right, guys. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Thanks. But I really can't do nothing but laugh. But anyway. Hey, can you look at that text I just sent you?
No.
And then do that real quick.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one while we wait.
Okay,
did
next
you read
caller.
The other
three,
one? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, you sent it to me, so yeah, good.
Okay. 301, Marilyn, you are on.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, that is,
yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Is that me. Hey,
yep.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. How you all doing? Happy New Year.
Okay,
Happy New
Year.
I just wanted to ask one question. Is there, in the past, there has been a cap like on the dome with a certain amount? Is there still a cap on the amount that you can exchange?
You know what? Somebody sent me that this morning, or it was yesterday, one of them. Anyway, the only cap I have ever known about, guys, is $500 million on the ZIM before it would pay out, you know, like an annuity or over a period of time. I have never heard of any cap on any other currency.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I did?
Yeah, the other caps that some people may be referring to that you and DC used to share with us back then was the cap on the contract rate, not the cap on exchanging, but on the contract rate. And some members over the years have gotten that a little confused, thinking that they were capped at how much currency they could exchange. And so a lot of times I have articulated that that was a cap on the contract rate for X amount of currency. Then anything over that, you could still exchange it just at the regular rate.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure if nothing has changed, so it's still the same.
From the last information we have received, yes, still the same.
Okay,
20 million on the dinar and 50 million on the dom was supposedly the caps that you could get contract rates on. Then anything over that, you would just get the regular international rate.
So if you're going there and you're not wanting the contract rate, so is you can exchange everything that you have, correct?
Sure. Yes. You desire?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I needed to know. Thank you all so much and have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to Texas. 972 area code. You are on.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Ray, my question.
Yes.
My question was for Tony. I thought for a long time that dong rate was higher than 47 cents.
The rate is 47 cents to $2.20.
Okay, well, I'm still in the range because I thought it had went all the way up to like 249 at one point.
Well, I know it's 220. And I'll tell you guys, it's been explained to me that the contract rates, and probably all of them, will run out in the first, 10 to 15 days. They're going to be done with contract rates. and they want to be done in that time frame because they should be done with us, as they're calling the intel group, within that 10 to 15 days. And then the general public will only get the 4X rates.
Okay. So what that 47 meter 4X rate, or that's just up in the air?
Well, that's the rate it's supposed to come out at is 47 cent. And it'll, you know, can go up like everything else on 4X, depending. But the contract rate was supposed to be $2.20. Now, again, I don't know how many people are going to get that rate, but that's what we were told was the contract rate.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. Happy New Year, y'all. Yes, sir.
All right. Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, right?
And so that falls in line. Happy New Year, sir. But that does fall in line, members, with me always telling you that if it's more than a week, I would be surprised. So that means get in and get out if you're going to do that. Don't wait on it, so to speak.
I know that's right.
All right.
I'm not going to wait.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right.
Yep.
702 area code, Nevada. You are on.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. If I understand what you said, the rate should go to 4X on the 15th. Is that correct?
That's the plan right now, as we know it, yeah.
Okay. Now, how long after it goes to 4X will it most likely be before we can go to the bank and get our money?
Well, first of all, we plan on going to the bank before it goes to 4X. Okay. is the plan. Now, the day it's on 4X, you can go to the bank and get your money because it's going to be at the bank.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, like everybody else, thanks for everything you do and have a great New Year.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
All right. Texas again, 281 area code. This is a newlywed.
Hello to the king. How you doing?
Hi there. I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Good. Well, hello, Mr. Tony. How you doing, Ray's brother?
I'm super fantastic. Hey, wait. I'm not Ray's brother. Ray is my brother. I'm the oldest.
Well, boy, I tell you, we have a lot of things to share with you about your baby brother. He's a mess. I tell you. Anyway.
Believe me, I've been hearing it, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not going to share it on here, but one of these days we'll get to talk. I got something to say. But anyway, we love both of y'all, so. I have a question. I want to make sure I understand or make sure I understood what you said about the Zim notes that they were going to be accepting because I was driving and I didn't hear quite clearly on the denomination. Can you repeat those for me again? I know you said the 100 trillion notes. All of those will be taken, but anything other than that, can you share those again?
Okay, Ray.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
Are you doing something?
Me to do it? Are you going to?
No, I was waiting for you to do it.
I thought you were asking
you
the question.
Doing something. Oh,
no.
100 trillion note, 50 trillion note, 100 billion, 50 billion, 100 million, 50 million, 100,000, 50,000.
Okay, so.
A total of 8 notes that should be traded.
Okay, so can I ask you if the 500 million, those are going to be excluded or, you know?
Oh, I don't know. They probably won't. Mm. Look, I'm just going to tell you. And I told them this point. I know about the 100 trillion and the 50 trillion. I know for a fact. Because I got those direct from the Treasury Department, okay, years ago. Now, we were briefed this morning, and I'm telling you this morning, that there was 8 notes that were going to be traded. Now, he didn't have the list in front of them, but Ray knows what they are.
That's pretty much what you said. He said 150s on each one of those series.
Yeah.
Trillions, billions, millions. And then I guess the thousands, that would make eight.
Right.
So
he came up with the 500 million. So I don't know where that's from. So,
yeah, we have some of those. Yeah. Okay. But well,
I tell you
I do know.
Nothing beats a failure but a try. So I sure take them in there.
Yeah, I'm taking them anyway, you know, just to be on the safe side. So, okay, well, thank you. That's all I have, and I will talk to you guys later. I'm sure we'll be having more calls. I hope we go before the 15th. I'm ready. I got everything ready. So, thank you, and we appreciate everything you guys do. Yeah. All right, I'm out.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oregon, we two guys. What's going on?
Good morning, both of you. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Tony, it's so great to hear your voice again.
All right. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm glad. Listen, what are you hearing on the Indonesian rupiah rate?
Oh, that rate has been $1.05 forever.
Okay.
I mean, it's the one constant that has never changed, up, down, every time it comes on the screen, it's $1.05.
Okay.
So, with that, Ray, can you check that text? Go ahead, sorry.
And Tony,
you have another question?
Yes, I do. While he's checking that text, which of the reals are we talking about? I hear it, you know, mentioned on most of the calls, but there are a bunch of reals. Which one are we talking about specifically in the first basket?
I was waiting to let Ray answer that because he hasn't.
Iran.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ray.
Because he's been telling you guys for years to buy that. I didn't buy any, but, you know.
I don't have any of it either. I have a lot of the other ones, though.
Okay.
Okay. And, Ray, I sent you a PM early last week, and so I'm still waiting for a reply from you. So would you check your PMs?
Yeah, all 580 of them.
Oh, God.
Do you have my email address? I don't normally read PMs.
No,
but since you're telling me that you sent one, I guess I'll go and look. But hardly ever do I go and read the PMs because I get text messages every day, emails every day. So I stay away from the PM.
Okay.
But you sent, is it under We Two Guys?
No, it's under.
Is that your boarding?
No, Too Blessed to Stress.
Too Blessed to Stress. Okay. I'll go look for yours, but nobody else PM me anything.
Okay.
I'm just going to go look for that one.
Oh,
too blessed to be stressed. Is that what you said?
Too blessed to stress.
Oh, too blessed to stress. Okay.
And it's abbreviated a little bit, so you'll find it.
All right. I'll try to get to that today, but I won't make you any promises.
Okay. And so we still have all. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes.
So all the five are still slated to go in the first basket, the ones that we talked about, the IQD, the VND, the Afghan, the Indonesian, the Zim, and the Rial, Iranian Rial.
I'm going to say,
I'll say yes right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Sound good.
Oh.
Yes.
Let me tell you this, though.
Okay.
Because forever that answer has been yes. And because it makes sense, and I'm saying this for everybody that is listening, everybody that's listening, if you exchange me on Monday and I got hundreds and millions of dollars or hundreds and thousands of dollars and one of those currencies don't go, what do you think I'm going to do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Buy more.
That's what I'm going to do anyway. That's all it is.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully everybody heard me.
Okay. My last question.
I hope they didn't.
Okay.
Oh, funny. My last question is, I guess I'm confused as to whether or not it's better to exchange prior to the rates hitting 4X or after. I always kind of thought I'd wait until it hit 4X and it went, you know, up on its own. But are these currencies going to be fixed or are they going to float?
Oh, it's definitely going to float when it hits 4X. That's for sure.
Okay, I'm kind of in question as to strategy. Is it better to go before or after it hits 4X?
Well, it depends on, you know, if you know how to monitor 4X, if you know what you're doing, when you're going to get your appointment. I mean, if you're talking about waiting, you know, 4 or 5 days or 4 or 5 weeks, if something happens and you're not paying attention, because while it may creep up, it will absolutely fall down.
Okay.
When it falls. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
I'm
that's
going
what
to...
you're going to kind of have to be aware of. Here you go. Here you go, guys. Here you go. I'm going into the bank and they're offering me $3.69 says that's the rate. Okay. While I appreciate that's the rate, I know, you know, everything that my intel tells me that this is going on 4X on the 15th. So on the 15th, this $3.69 is going to be $4. It's going to be $4.20, whatever it's going to be. So what are you going to offer me to do it today versus waiting till then? And then either they offer you more of that, or you say, okay, I'll see you on the 17th, the 18th, and we'll see what it is. Or you go to the next one and do that, if you can, in fact, wait. Now, is what I just told you what they want you to do? No.
No.
They want you to take the rate, take this business one time, let's get it over with, and go on. Then you need to give me the best deal I can get right now and make it worth it for me to sign on a dotted line right now so I can get it over with and we can go on. Because what's going to happen is they're going to make the difference. I mean, it's all about money, right?
Exactly.
If I can get it for $3 from you and I can really give it to the Treasury and they give me $5, okay.
Excellent. Well, that, you know, helps strategize too. So thank you for that, because, you know, this has been such a fluid situation. I think, you know, many of us that have been with you for the last, God knows how long, 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 years, you know, we've had to kind of ride the tide and adjust our thinking as to how we negotiate and strategize this. So I just wanted to bounce those questions off you. Thank you kindly for taking my call this morning, both of you.
All right.
Also,
thank you. Happy New Year.
Go ahead, Ray.
Also, if you don't get what you want and you know something better is around the next week or whatever, also be prepared to take up your marbles and walk away.
Well, I am.
You have the power and the control.
Well, I consider this, you know, a windfall blessing. And so I'm not in the greedy mindset. I believe God's blessings are good. I'm not taking the contract rate because, you know, I don't want the government breathing down my neck and, you know, looking for me to make a mistake somewhere. So I'm cool with walking away from that. I'm not interested in that. And so I'm going to, you know, take my chances, and all of this is going to get invested initially anyway. Until it starts earning, we're not spending. So we'll
that
sounds
makes
good.
Sense to me. And everybody has to do what they feel comfortable with. That's right.
We just have to see what they offer and, you know, make the best decision and live with it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. We're in Georgia, 404 area code. Uber lady, you're on. Four oh four.
Are you there?
Walter? Uber?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. Hello to the just the two guys on the call.
Okay.
You just two guys on the call. I am so sorry. I apologize. I'm multitasking. How are you all doing today? Tony and Ray.
Super fantastic. How are you?
And I'm fantastic.
I am super fantabulous. I had to do that. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry for the background noise. I'm too multitasking. I was planning to get in the car before you guys called me up.
Do you want me to come back to you?
I said, we lost her now. She's gone.
All right. Well, if time permits, we'll double back to 404. And, North Carolina, 919, you're on.
Greetings, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Great.
Excellent. Just had one particular question about the Zims. Is it possible that when they were referencing the particular notes themselves, that they were, could have been referencing batches, because it would certainly make a lot more sense for them to be able to trade blocks of 100T, 50T, 100B, and so on down the line, and as opposed to collection of smaller notes. So if one was able to put a collection together to come up with either one of those particular blocks, do you think that there's a possibility that that could be acceptable?
Well, sure. If they're accepting individual notes, they would definitely accept blocks of those notes.
I was meaning like if you had to say, like the one young lady asked about the 500 M's. Well, if you had, well, let's go back down to, let's say if you had smaller notes equaling up to 100 M or smaller notes equaling up to 100 K, would that be an acceptable with the banks as well?
I want to say, I don't know, because there is a list out, and the list had those particular notes on it. These are the ones that they're going to do exchanges with. Not particular amounts, but those particular notes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's my question. I appreciate it very much.
All right.
All right.
Now, let me say this, as I say everything, because I'm not at the bank, and I'm going by the information we're being given. But, again, nothing beats a failure but a try. So if it's in my hand, I'm taking it in there, because that day he may say yes. He may call me back later and say, hey, I wasn't supposed to take that. But that day he may say yes, so. I tried. All right.
Okay. All right. We're back to 404 again. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Ray. Thank you so much. I do apologize. You don't want to know what I did. Anyway.
Okay.
A lot of people want to talk to you. I want to know if you or Tony heard anything regarding some nations supposed to be in Iraq on Saturday signing some new contracts or anything like that?
Signing some new investment contracts on Saturday?
Yes.
I haven't looked at any news articles with that, but I'm not saying it's not going to happen, because it has been happening, especially over the last month. Everybody's been there signing investment contracts.
Okay, I don't know what kind of contracts they are, but, I'm just asking, you know, if any, like, nation is supposed to be meeting there to sign new contracts, and if so, there's supposed to be a new rate attached to these contracts.
Well, and it could be, because the rate is there, and it's in-country. I mean, I know a bunch of people don't want to believe it, but it is definitely there. In every contract, and when the budget comes out, it will be based on that new rate. So everything they're doing now should be that new rate. Okay, so I wouldn't have any complaints against that, or any reason to think that's not true. Over the last month, every one of those contracts has been there. We have contractors that are in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good then. Well, let's do this.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all. And Happy New Year to you, Tony, because we didn't wish you that the other day when you wasn't on the call.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Illinois, 312 area code. You are on.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Ray Rand. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Oh, wonderful. I'm doing very well, thank you. I got a little flight delay, which is why I'm still in the airport and on the call. But, yay, it worked out good for my favorite this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Airport,
hello, Tony. How you doing?
I'm
in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
I'm in Chicago O'Hare. Yes.
Where do you live at?
Chicago O'Hare. Chicago.
Where do you live? You live in Chicago. All right.
I live
This is what I was going to say, because you sound like a mature woman, as in old, but as a grown woman. You're a grown woman, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a hair younger than your brother.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out why anybody in the world, anybody, would go to Chicago O'Hare Airport in January. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Because that's where the planes fly out. They don't come to my backyard. We ain't got no RV yet, so I still have to come here.
Well, in your case, I understand it because you live in Chicago. That's why I asked where you were from. Because believe me, in the winter, I do anything and everything I have to go around Chicago, because it's always delayed flights. It's always snow there.
Trust me.
I'll tell you, that's the one place I'm not going is to Chicago.
I know what you mean. I'm retired from an airline. I worked here at Chicago O'Hare Airport for 20 years, so I know what you mean.
Oh, my God. It's the worst airport in the country in the wintertime.
Well,
people in New York would probably say
the
same thing. I know. That's why I avoid it
right now.
It didn't take me that long to realize that's where you don't go in the winter. It's Chicago Air.
Exactly. If you can avoid it.
Yep.
That is true. But we play the hand we're dealt, right?
Yep. There we go. Mm-hmm. Hey, wait one second before you get started, though. Ray, while we're doing this, I really wanted to get an answer to that text. So can you do that?
I didn't get it. Shoot it again. Something happened.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I must not have had it because I answered the last one that. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
312.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I also want to make sure I have your full attention before I start talking. You know who I am.
What? Oh, you did.
Who, right. Me or Tony? You're
right,
talking to Tony?
I know who I am.
Oh. Yes, okay.
Okay,
I'm
well,
sorry.
My question was, handle your business. It's okay. It's okay, because
okay,
your business is our business.
He answered, I just didn't know it, but go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, my question was on the Zim and on the, and look at ASCAP, what you call it already, the municipal bond, if you leave it with the city and their encouragement to do all that. My question was, do you know or do you think we're going to know at some point how that is going to break down as far as the city? Like I just said, I live in Chicago. It's a real big city. Is it going to break down to where, if I do this, it comes to my community and not just to the city in general? How far are they going to break that down? Because Chicago is a big city. It has many communities. And surprise, there is still favoritism in the 21st century. And certain parts of the city get things that other parts of the city don't. The richer areas versus the poorer areas. And I don't want to agree to the municipality thing and then all my efforts are going to the affluent part of the city that don't really need it. And that has happened in the past. It is happening right now. So do you know if it's going to break down far enough where I can actually have an input, hey, I want this on the south side where I live?
Okay.
No, we don't know the specifics yet.
No, I'm telling you, this is brand new information. Just no.
Right.
No, because this just came out this morning.
Okay.
I think I would ask, because it's going to be up to each individual one, probably how they do it and where it's going to be earmarked or what program. So I don't know. I mean, we'll never be able to get that specific with you. So they will, but it's going to be doing your exchange. It's going to be at the bank. So now I'm not even sure they can answer that question, but there are people listening in on this call, which I'm glad you asked that question, because they have time to come up with an answer before we do the next call. So I'm glad you asked that question. Yes. Okay.
But she is equipped already with a strategy on how to handle that, because it might be that the answer is no. It's whatever you get. But you want those monies to actually go to some other neighborhood. So now you put this tool and connect it to your foundation. Now it's going to go wherever you want it to go.
Wherever I want it to go. And, that was my concern, because I know how to get it to where I need to go. You know, I have that option. But, I mean, I don't have a problem with the municipality bond. Heck, I got one already, and I don't know where it's going. Been having one for years for Chicago. But now we're talking major money. And if they're doing this and enforcing this and really want it done, then I want to make sure, as sure as I can, that it's going to affect the communities that really need it.
And you're right to do that. And he's right. Doing it your way or the foundation way is not the same way as doing it through the exchange. So that's going to be two different things.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
When we look at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to ask that question just to make sure. And let's see what they say. That's all. I mean, hopefully we'll have an answer for you during the next call. But I'm not expecting it, because, again, there's individual communities that do individual things, and I don't know what the procedures are. And like I said, we were just briefed on this. Like Ray told you guys, we were on the call before the call. So,
I'll just call up Ron and sit down with him. I'll call up Ron and sit down knee to knee and say, tell me what's happening with this Ron. That's our mayor.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I always appreciate the both of you and what you do. And I'm glad you get that straight, Tony. Ray may be the king, but you the big brother. I'm glad you get that straight.
There you go.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Take care.
Hey. All right.
You too.
Do you have time for some more?
Oh, I was going to say, that's 2 hours. I got time to hang up and make another call. Guys, you know, there's fluid information, because it's flowing right now, and I really want to get on it. So I want to do those calls and see where we're at. So this information is just coming out today, some changes. But based on what we're told here on this next call, we may have to do another call just to explain something that might have changed, or some procedures, or we'll have to do it before the 800 number call, because it's Friday. And, you know, I'm looking for, you know, the banks told their people, next call they get, go to your position. Now, they waited all week for that call, but the next call, you're not on standby, not on lockdown, go to your work position at the call center, exchange center. I'm hoping our next call, based on what I know or what I have here, should be that call. Should be. Unless this information that we're getting, because we're getting it while we're talking to you, so I want to get on that, prompts us to make another call before then. So that's what I'm looking for. Okay? Not that it might not happen, but according to the schedule. That's what I'm looking for. So, Ray, I was going to say, you can do your goodbye and thing, and everybody will appreciate you and do all that, and then let's make this other call real quick.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for today's segment. of TNT Super Fantastic. Enjoy your fantabulous Friday, and if we have a need to bring you back, we'll shoot out a text message to reconvene you. Until then, enjoy your Friday. Keep believing. I know I do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
It's already done.
It's already done.
I want you to already see yourself.